Well chosen by our guest here, Victoria Mizzen. Hello, Victoria, and welcome to Di's Saturday Selection.
Hello, Di.
Thank you for coming all the way from Glen Forest. It's a bit of a hike, isn't it?
It was, particularly as they closed half of Roe Highway today.
Take note, drivers, if you're out there. Half of Roe Highway is closed. We've got our lady from Main Roads here, so they're not only is she an author, she works for Main Roads. But why did you choose that song, Heartbreak Hotel, Victoria?
Well, when I was 15 in school, we heard that on the top 10 on the radio one evening. And then we
what
all
school
came,
was this?
Brigidine Convent in Wembley. And we all came along to school the next day, absolutely giddy with excitement at this wonderful voice, and nearly drove the poor nuns mad trying to get us under control. But you can imagine, a bunch of 15-year-olds, the first time we heard Elvis.
It was a big thing, was it?
Absolutely. I still think he's wonderful.
I think he's pretty good. I wasn't born then. But at the end of the day, the fact is you were all excited. Did you just hear him on the wireless at home?
Oh, yes, yes. That's all we had in those days.
There was no TV?
Absolutely not. Yeah. No.
59 when it came here, wasn't it? Okay, now there you were getting all excited. Were you you were boarding or were you a day student?
No, I was a day school student, yes.
And what did you learn from that school?
I went there from the age of 9 right through to my leaving. So the nuns educated me the whole way through, except for a couple of years when we moved up to Kalamunda and I went to St Bridget's, but I wanted to go back to my old mates. So
why did you move up to St Bridget's?
Because Dad moved to Kalamunda. You know, you have to go where your parents take you. But I missed my friends at Brigidine, and because Dad worked in Subiaco, I was able to go down in the car with him every day and then do my music practice after school, and then he'd pick me up.
So it all worked out well in the
end. It worked out great, yeah.
So you're there for the leaving year?
Yes.
At Brigidine?
Yeah.
And what did you do after that when you left high school?
I went straight to Claremont Teachers College. I trained there for 2 years, learning how to teach young children. And I specialised in infant method, which was grades 1 to 3.
Was that a learning experience for you?
I enjoyed it. I was always a bit of a nerd as a youngster, so any learning, except for maths, I was hopeless at maths, but everything else I enjoyed.
And what about when you left teacher's training? What was your first school?
I was sent to a little two-teacher school down near the south coast, where as soon as I got off the bus, I discovered that I had no place to stay. The lady who was supposed to be boarding me was in hospital, so I had to stay in a hotel, and in those days hotels were not nice places for young ladies to stay.
Were you upstairs, like at the bar at the OK Corral, well, something like
you
that?
You know, we weren't allowed to go into a bar. Young teachers did not enter the bar, but I had no option as far as accommodation went, until a lovely family took me in. Very soon they took me in, and so I stayed with them. But when I got to school, I found that I had 4 classes. I had no idea how to teach 4 classes. We were only ever trained how to teach 2. So, you know, you'd have grades 1 and 2 or 2 and 3, and I had 1, 2, 3 and 4.
And how many students?
About 25.
That's a lot to take in. And how was your maths teaching the kids?
Fortunately, you only had, you know, addition, subtraction, multiplication and division, but you also had pounds, shillings and pence, so there was 2 different forms of maths.
But you survived, you're here to tell the story. It was 2 years, wasn't it, that you had to do country teaching?
We were supposed to do 3 years, but I actually left there and got married towards the end of that first year.
Were you still allowed to be married in those days?
No, you had to resign when you got married.
Yeah.
Which was very difficult, especially as they said, well, you can carry on teaching here in the little country school, which was not where I was going to be living, but they had no other work for me, the education department. So I...
And nursing was the same as well.
It was the same for all professions for women in those days. When you got married, you had to resign.
And so what did you do once you got married?
Well, we travelled around the country in a caravan to start with.
For how long?
Oh, on and off for several years.
That's wonderful. But so a newly married couple off in a caravan around Australia.
Well, it wasn't around Australia. He was a surveyor, which meant that we were stuck out in little country towns, sometimes not even in towns.
I went to a lecture last year at uni. It happened to a woman, and she ended up painting all beautiful paintings of botanical flower, natural fauna, flora and fauna. Just fantastic. Well, she's quite well known. She was the same thing happened to her.
If I could have painted, that would have been fine.
Did you start writing then?
I didn't write then. I actually started writing when I was very young, because I was an only child for 5 years because Dad was away during the Second World War, and so my first brother wasn't born till I was five. And in that time, I had a make-believe friend called Mooney, who was a non-gendered friend who had to be with me everywhere. And because I made up characters, I made up stories, being on my own, I had to entertain myself.
Where were you when you were growing up? What area?
In Floreat.
Were there other children to play with?
I had one little friend who lived just down the road.
Who wasn't imaginary?
No, but he was pretty good at tolerating me and my imagination and my adventures.
We're going to go to Bill Haley now, Rock Around the Clock, and we'll come back and ask Victoria. Well, very oldie but a goodie, chosen by our guest here, Victoria Mizzen. Hello, Victoria. Welcome back to Di's Saturday Selection.
Thank you, Di.
Now, the green, we're going to jump ahead now. The Green Velvet Dress was published last year. Like I always say, it's great when a West Australian author gets published.
Yes, that's correct.
Who helped and supported you throughout this journey, writing this book?
Writing the book, I was largely supported by my friends at Catherine Susanna Pritchard Writing Centre.
Wonderful centre.
Yes.
Catherine Pritchard Writing Centre. Go up there or check it out. It's fun.
It's just down the road from me in Greenmount. It was part of the reason why I moved to the hills, actually. But my friends there are constructively critical, which is great. They have listened to the whole story from beginning to end twice, helping me to improve it. But I also had lots of help from a lady called Barbara Turner-Vesalago, who comes here once a year from Canada and holds writing retreats. And she has helped me to turn off the editor in your head and to just sit down and write and go right deep into what you're writing about. And it's amazing how, if you do that, you can smell and feel and touch all that was there in your experience in the past.
Almost very tactile.
Yes, yes.
So how do you get your inspiration? You obviously go to this writer centre. You've got your Canadian tutor, for want of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you type in a room on your own?
I always work on my own. I guess having been on my own as a little one, I'm used to doing things on my own. I get distracted if there are other people around me, which can be a problem, but no, I've got my own space, and yes, that's where I write.
Do you write every day, Victoria?
I'm not very disciplined like that. I do write every day, but it's not necessarily these stories.
Tell us about the book, The Green Velvet Dress. What it's about?
It's about a young woman going out into a small country town in 1961. The first couple of chapters are actually based on my reality.
So it's slightly semi-autobiographical.
Yes, but then the characters take off and do their own thing, and it quickly becomes fiction. But it's about the that life phase of youth into adulthood, a young woman leaving home, finding her own way amongst strangers, and then when she does go back home, the family dynamics have changed, and so when friction occurs, as it often does when this happens in real life, it's blamed on her. She's the cause of the friction in the household. So there's a family dynamic there. There's also the small town dynamic of the gossip and the people who are very friendly, who will take you in and support you. There's the young
Did you encounter
people.
That when you arrived at the town, the gossip?
I did to some extent, all of it, yes. And there's the young people who go along to the local picture theatre. That was the only social life. That and driving 100 kilometres or so to a country dance. And basically, it's about a teacher. It could be about a nurse. It could be about any professional young person going out to her first posting in a small country town.
And then it got published. So I always like to ask the authors, how long did it actually take to come to fruition, this book, from when you started writing it to when it was getting published?
About 20 years.
There you go. It is semi-autobiographical. So there you are. You've got this novel ready to get published. Who did you ask to publish it for you? I'm always intrigued by that.
Okay. First of all, I asked John Harmon, who's given me that lovely quote on the front. I asked him to
Which says, a great read with an authentic feel.
Now, he is a published author. I asked him to give me an assessment of it, and he did a rough editing to start with, and then he did a, you know, word-by-word editing. So I'm a perfectionist. It had to be absolutely perfect. And then I took it to Peter Ramshaw at eText Press Publishing, who turned it into a book for me. He again went through and edited, but it was editing about the actual physical appearance of a book with him. And then we got it printed in the Eastern States.
Did you feel quite chuffed about that, Victoria?
I tell you what, by the time I was finished, I was exhausted. I was sort of beyond chuffed.
Did you? Oh, I think it's wonderful. Did you have a book launch, an opening?
Okay. Ah, yes, I had a lovely book launch. I had about 85 people there.
Where was it?
And I had it at my church hall because I couldn't find anywhere else that was large enough to
Fantastic.
Take the crowd. This was up in Darlington. And, yes, I did very well. Everybody enjoyed it. We played Elvis and Bill Haley, because they come into the story.
Oh, they're in the book as well,
yes,
are they?
Yes, yeah. And
do they? Do you still play this music now in your life when you get up in the morning? Do you crank up Elvis or
no?
Bill?
No, occasionally. I used to play, because we had a farm down at Pemberton, which is actually where I set the story, because I know more about farming and the timber industry. And it was easy to write stories that included cattle and things like that. And I used to play this sort of music to keep me awake, driving up and down from Pemberton.
Did you work on the farm?
Yes. We had a manager on the farm to start with, but then when we had to get rid of him, I'm afraid, and so it was a case of, well, someone in the family has to learn how to farm. So theoretically, I know how to farm. I know how to tell other people what to do.
What did you have on the farm, Victoria?
We had a Murray Grey cattle stud, and we also had sheep. And we had potatoes, which everybody down that way grows.
Yeah.
And we had lots of fun. We had a big house down there, and we used to use it for friends to come down at weekends. Everybody who went down there misses the farm at Pemberton.
Do you still have it?
No.
Do you miss that, do you? I can
yes.
imagine it. It sounds like a lovely way to live.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. But of course, if you'd want to be a winner of this wonderful book published, it's always wonderful when a WA author gets a book published, The Green Velvet Dress. Don't be shy. Victoria's here and she'll be able to sign the book for you. Put your name on the front. 94942100. Alexandria, who won the last books, can't call in because you've already won. But don't be shy. Call in 94942100 and you can talk to Victoria and ask her questions. We've got a wonderful song, and we're going to wrap this up now. Thank you, Victoria, for coming all the way from Glen Forest. It's very kind of you, but we do have people coming in at 5.
Yeah.
So I haven't got the studio all the way till midnight. Otherwise, we could talk till midnight, I'm sure.
We could.
Now, you have a grandson called?
Andrew Burns.
And his name of the band is?
Dave.
And tell us, what does Dave do, the band? What sort of music?
Well, they've played... I don't really quite know how to describe it because
well, we
they're very
have to
young,
describe.
So please
we'll just,
pay it.
We'll just play it.
Yes.
Here's Tumbleweed by Dave, West Australian band.
Said it's just a phase. I could talk for days and days and days. Out. Now it's a till tonight. Don't know Jack alone, we miss the high. Black skies and climbing up. Pregnant pausing, causing you grief. When were you expecting talking? Relief isn't. The pregnant pausing, causing you grief. When were you expecting talking? Relief.
That was WA band Dave with our special guest, Victoria Mizzen, who is kind enough to give away a copy of her book, The Green Velvet Dress. But if you're not one of the lucky winners, 94942100, call in and you can talk to Victoria and ask her some questions. Victoria, if people want to purchase your beautiful book, very well written and it sounds fantastic, where can they purchase it from?
Well, it's available in most of the independent bookshops around the state. It's also available online at Amazon and at Smashwords or any of the other ebook formats.
If you want to get the paper book copy, like
if they want the paper book copy, they can email me at vicwinmiz@gmail.com, or they can have a look at my blog site, which is vicwinmiz.wordpress.com, and I have on there all of the retailers. Or I can post it out to them if they'd like a copy.
Well, then you might give out your phone number then.
Yes, okay. My phone number is 9298 9583.
9298 9583. You can always call Victoria and order that over the line. Some people don't have computers and aren't very confident about ordering online. That way you get to speak to the author and order the book yourself. Well, Victoria, it's been an honour having you here. Good luck with the book. I hope it sells well and makes you lots of money for Christmas coming up, which is getting closer than you think, isn't it?
Well, Mother's Day is only around the corner, remember? Wants a book for Mother's Day.
Exactly. What a great way. And also our author before, I must find out where we get her books from. So there you go. Thank you, Victoria, coming all this way. Good luck with the book. It really is a good read. Call us here on 94942100 if you'd like to win a copy. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, Di.
I'm not going to play any Elvis, but next time when I'm on, I'll play some Elvis and I'll dedicate it to you.
Thank you very much.
Here's the Waterboys, The Hole of the Moon. It's 4:44 and you're on Di's Saturday Selection.